Woman, 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 God loved the woman and God loved the man, you know. You know how I see it and how us Christians, religious people, natural people see life. And we live in reality, we believe, you know. And woman, what I try to say is don't let these fucking men steal your gold medals. You know, you work so hard, woman. Young girls, you work so hard as an athlete to get your gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, you know. And then these clowns, these fucking losers, you know, they're not in reality saying, well, there's no, a man can, you know, compete with a woman and it's all right, you know. This gender shit they're saying, you know, it's like, are they in fucking reality here? Like, are they trying to say that a man and a woman body? Let's just get here. Let's not talk about religion. Let's not even talk about other things. Let's talk about the body of a man and the body of a woman, okay? A man's body is fucking more dominant. No woman can deny it, or a man or anyone. A man's body is more stronger than a woman, bigger than a woman, muscular and stronger. There's no woman that is more stronger than a man in reality. No woman can ever physically be strong. That's not putting down woman, because you're more braver in spirit than any man. That's my personal opinion, okay? So, woman, I'm telling you, I'm doing this podcast because I was disgusted by these clowns, you know, challenging Trump. Well, Trump, I don't know if he believes it. I hope he believes it in, like, you know, common sense that there's a difference, you know. Reality is reality. When you have a penis and a prostate and you have a vagina and a womb, right? Like a mother is a mother and a father is a father. Okay, that's our reality, okay? Because if we start taking reality and saying, well, a small fucking minority, dude, it's the small minority. I don't know who these people are. Straight, gay, I don't know who they are. But the small minority figures out, you know, that they don't want to live in reality, you know? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to start talking about, like, a fantasy world and how we can, you know, fantasy never stops, right? Fiction can never stop. I can go on and on. But you know people. And what I'm trying to say is, young girls, women, don't let this propaganda ever affect you, okay? What am I saying? What is the bottom line of sports? And what is the bottom line of working so hard your whole life to be stolen by a more dominant species, which is the man, you know? And you, everyone knows it. Come on, everyone knows it. And you will get robbed, young girls and women. And if it continues like this, you know what's funny though, honestly? Because if every man competes with women, or boy competes with girls, you won't have any, there won't be any women left to compete, because men will take over because they're dominantly more stronger, physically more stronger. And guess what? Woman, you won't even have women competing in women's sports. It starts off with slowly but surely, if they allow this. This has nothing to do with politics, okay? This has to do with reality and the human body here, okay? Woman, if this is allowed, right, and this is just the beginning, I'm sorry to say that there won't be no woman in sports, in the sports called for women, okay? Like, and I'm not even exaggerating or lying, because this is too much. This is too much. The NCAA are criminals and they're corrupt, okay? And if you are living reality, and you believe in reality, and forget about anything else. Just, we're talking based on science here. based on the natural body of a man and a woman. A man has a penis and a prostate, right? A woman has a vagina and a womb, okay? And no one can deny mama, and no one can deny daddy, okay? No one can deny. If you're a child and you know what it is to have a mommy and a daddy, you know the difference from a little kid, a woman, and a man. Don't let them confuse you ever, because they're haters and they're individuals. They're a tiny minority. They're not to be listened to because they are not in reality. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're delusional. They have problems in the head, okay? They need help because they're delusional, people. And think about it, people, honestly.